You ready for this? Here we go. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
All right, that was a mistake. Let's get into the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A trailer came out for Dave Chappelle's new stand-up special on Netflix called Sticks and Stones, and Morgan Freeman narrates it, and it's amazing.
This is Dave. He tells jokes for a living. Hopefully, he makes people laugh. But these days, it's a high-stakes game. How did we get here, I wonder? I don't mean that metaphorically. I'm really asking, how did Dave get here? I mean, what the f*** is this?
The trailer's longer, but I thought it was so funny. And the special is set to come out on Netflix on August 26th. The show Crank Yankers from Comedy Central is getting a reboot.
Yes, I love Crank Yankers.
Yeah, and the Comedy Central revival will star Tiffany Haddish, Aubrey Plaza, and Sarah Silverman, huge comedy icons. The comedy is a half hour and features actual prank calls that are recreated by puppets voiced by actual celebrities. So Bobby Monahan from Saturday Night Live is also on board for the revival alongside returners from the show's original 2002 to 2007 run, including Tracy Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Sarah Silverman, and David Alan Greer, along with creators Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla. The revival, which premieres September 25th, will be an updated version of the original, but for a digitally driven audience. So it'll be, you know, social media and all of those kind of platforms.
That sounds good. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope it lives up to the hype.
Lil Nas X talked about his success with his hit song, Old Town Road, in an interview.
To me, Old Town Road being the longest running number one song of all time means that everybody has great taste in music. Yeah, I'm joking. This is a song that was able to bring all different age groups and demographics together. My reaction just like me in a complete state of shock. I cried a little bit.
He was also the most relatable person in the entire world when he talked about his unhealthy relationship with his phone.
My relationship with my phone is like, it's somewhat good, but it's like toxic, I guess I would say. I'm too into it sometimes, you know. On the other hand, it's like it's helping keep me connected to everybody.
I think every single person can relate to that. Kevin Hart is set to star in a superhero comedy called Night Wolf. The movie follows a man, who will be Kevin Hart, as he meets his future father-in-law for the first time, only to discover he is secretly the superhero known as the Night Wolf. The script is being written by two of the writers behind Pokemon Detective Pikachu. So no date set yet for that to come out. A second person has accused Katy Perry of sexual harassment. Earlier this week, model Josh Claus said in 2010, Perry pulled down his pants at a party, which exposed his private area to a group of people. Klaus starred with Perry in the music video for her hit Teenage Dream. Now a TV host in Georgia named Tina Kindalicki said the singer was drunk at a party when she inappropriately touched and tried to kiss her. She rejected Perry, but said that the singer continued to act inappropriately with other guests. Kindalicki said that she went public with her accusations after hearing about how Perry treated Klaus. Coming up in the next garbage an hour from now, this singer says he is gender fluid.
Live the web girl with the garbage. Thank you very much. All right, guys, today's a special day. It's National Joke Off Day. So I was thinking, it's National Telejoke Day.
Oh,
so I thought, you okay over there?
I'm making fun of you since you made fun of me.
Oh, trust me, my stutters are quickly resolved. Now listen. I have to hit reboot on you over there. Error. No, for real though, this is what's coming up, and I think people definitely need to voice their opinions and let us know who does the best at it. I'd like to have a joke off.
Okay.
You guys down to get together and do a little joke off?
1,000%.
Down.
I am down, baby. I am ready.
As long as it's only a joke off.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Gather around. We're going to joke off next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.